Welcome, everybody, to One Shot Onslaught, which we're calling it right now. This will be the finale of the Lost Mines of Phandelver mini campaign we've been doing one way or another. But first, hey, guys, what happened in the penultimate episode of the Lost Mines
of Phandelver? Oh, that's how you say that word?
What does that mean again?
The semi finale?
What's it called? I saw that you named it that, but I was not sure how to pronounce that word.
Let's go to Google real quick, just because if I need to edit it out so I don't look like a fucking idiot, I will.
It's too late, man. Too late.
No.
It's okay, either you look like a fool or us four look like a fool for not knowing it.
Penultimate. I was pretty fucking close to it, yeah.
Penultimate.
Guys, what happened on the last episode? It was a long time ago, so have fun, fools.
I have no fucking clue.
We went into a cave.
I remember mushrooms.
There were mushrooms. You guys are killing it so far.
There was a bad guy, and we framed him.
No. I don't even know what...
Framed him?
Yeah, like we...
How are you talking about, man?
I'm trying to think what you're thinking of. Are you thinking of a one shot from like years ago?
We were supposed to fight somebody, but we didn't fight him. I don't know.
I don't know if you're mixing a show up. No, but dude, even if you were,
it's the red brands and all that crap, right?
Yes, this is the mini campaign with red brands in it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember any framing of anybody.
We're not in a Red Brands camp, right?
No. You were in the Wave Echo Cave.
I'm probably thinking like three episodes ago, man.
You're probably thinking quite far away.
You're probably thinking three episodes ahead, man.
So, all right. I'll help out a little bit here. You guys did find Gundren. You killed his captors, you awoken him with some birdseed, and then he kind of just woke up in a start, panicky, saying, hey, we've got to hurry, we've got to get there very quickly, we've got to get to the Wave Echo Cave before the Black Spider gets there and starts up the Forge of Spells, because he had a map to it. Luckily, he also memorized the map, and the Black Spider stole the map, and now knows where this, Cave of Legend is. Gundren was severely beaten, and he kept complaining that his legs. And he had two black eyes, and he said that he was out of breath because of his black eyes. You guys made fun of him for breathing out of his eyes. And then Professor Squish exoskeletoned him all the way there. Maybe or maybe not on a scooter. I don't remember. I think I denied the scooter just so that we didn't give you guys like free vehicles whenever you wanted. But either way, Professor Squish exoskeletoned him to the cave. You guys got there. You found his dead brother, aka Preston's dead cousin. He tried to get Preston to help him carry him back to. Phandalin to give him a burial while you guys pressed on. Mm-hmm. Johnny pretty much said, no, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, we're not doing that. So Professor Squish is now exoskeleting around the dead dwarf, Nundren. So Professor Squish like has a little skeleton in him right now.
Did you listen to the other episode?
I don't remember any of that, dude.
I mean, I edited it like a month ago, so that's where this is coming from.
You have that too.
So from there, you guys went a little bit further in. You guys found a mushroom cave, and everybody did different. Like, I think Dustin just straight up bunny hopped all the way across the cave, so he didn't touch any mushrooms. Tied a rope down. Everybody else tight roped across it. Somebody may have fallen. I think it may have been Preston that fell and got some mushrooms in his nose. And then you guys continued deeper and deeper into the cave, and where we ended, you all found this scene of this pretty massive battle from like years ago, because all the bodies are really decomposed, but even so, you can still make out the bodies of dwarves and bugbears and orcs and humans and gnomes. But standing over one of the corpses in the middle, this large, it was like a banquet hall that had kind of like three tiers, like higher, lower, higher, middle, and lower. And in the middle of the middle tier, there were three figures hunched over, gnawing at one of the bodies as you all approach. And that's where we ended. There is also another pathway forward, like out of this room. And then obviously the way that you guys are coming in. So we'll drop in right there with you guys not currently noticed by these three figures that are a little distracted by their meal.
Do we get sneak attack on them?
If you were to just like pop off a shot or something, yes, because they are very distracted right now.
Let's get them, boys.
I'm going to go for the middle one with my battle axe.
You don't have a battle axe. You're a druid, Johnny.
No, we went through this before. I have a battle axe.
Oh, yes. And we're saying it's wooden because your dwarfness yes. gave you the battle axe proficiency. Okay, yeah. Because I remember there was some confusion on what exactly, since druids are supposed to not have martial proficiency, but you being a druid, you get battle axe. Yes, yes, yes.
It's a special wooden axe that's so sharp it never breaks.
It is a special fully wooden axe that's actually kind of mean if you think about it, if you use it to chop down a tree, because then you're using a tree to chop down another tree.
It's ironwood. It's ironwood.
Okay. All right. So we do have Preston. Preston is going to be running in with his wooden battle axe. You other three, would you like to support him in any way as he's running into the battle?
I'm bunny hopping. Yeah. Kick him in the face.
Kick Preston in the face?
No, dude.
Wow, dude.
Adam's trying to get us to kill each other.
Eldritch Blast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would this just be an unarmed strike, just a hit?
Oh, you really dude. Are. You really are doing like a dropkick bunny kick?
Oh, dude. Yeah, for sure. Look at this. I just do straight up 6 damage. Unarmed strike. Instead of rolling like 1d6 plus 5, I just do 6 damage.
Okay.
If I hit.
That is good. That is a good point. And what is the target distribution of all of this?
I'm karate kicking the one that Johnny's going after.
Okay, so you two are double teaming that one.
To like triple distract it. Do I get a advantage on that because he's distracted?
Maybe that would be because it says attacking from hiding spots. Gets advantage, and I guess you guys aren't really like in hiding spots, but I guess you guys are.
They're so distracted.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do that. Let's do that. That way you. Okay, so you both are going to indeed hit. Gore Glutton, are you really doing an Eldritch Blast? And if so, which one? There's three targets. They're kind of in a triangle around this body that they're gnawing on.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast the closest one.
These are just going to be good guys. They're going to turn out to be good guys.
Does an 18 hit?
An 18 will. Okay. Let's distribute a little bit of damage, and then we'll let Professor Squish decide how he wants to approach. Okay, so Gorglun Blast 1 in the back with Eldritch Blast for 9 points of damage. So, Dustin, yeah, you did 6.
Oh, I clicked.
You clicked his battle axe trying to do.
Yeah.
Look at that. You rolled max damage on.
There we go.
I mean, I shoot, let's him. Take it. He's AFK, so you get to roll his battle axe damage. Johnny, Dustin did click your battle axe button and roll damage. He rolled very good. If you want to roll, you definitely can. However, we will take your roll over his no matter what
it is. I will
take
Dustin's.
Okay. I'm going to say that you two, or these two groups, are fighting different people. I'm going to say that Brot and Preston are fighting one in like a melee fight, And then Gorglutton is fighting a different one because you guys...
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of... I think you two, if Gorglutton was fighting the same one as you two would probably be getting in the way and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This way, we've got more damage. So you guys did a total of 16 damage, and then Gorglutton did 9 damage to his. Professor Squish, what would you like
to
do?
I'm going to kill the dude that Gorglutton is targeting.
Oh, just kill him.
Just kill him.
Slash kill, man. Slash kill.
Oh, damn. You really did roll. So you rolled a Chaos Bolt, which I think you need to roll a D4.
It's 2d8 plus 1d6 damage, so it's 14 damage, 23 to hit.
So go ahead and roll a d8. Let's find out what kind of damage that is. An 8. Thunder damage. So for 14, ooh, that is not by much, but after Gorglutton's Eldritch Blast hit this one in the back, it's kind of turning a little bit. It's got an arm and its arm's gnawing down on it. Hasn't even dropped it from its mouth yet. As it turns and sees this invisible bolt that just looks like sound waves coming towards it, and it blasts it right in the face, and that one just explodes and just is a shower. You were right. You did kill that one. It does shower Broad and Preston and just the nastiest, stinkiest goo you ever did see.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Let's go ahead and everybody roll initiative real quick, and now we will get into the combat proper. Yeah, Gorglon got a 19, Brock got a 6, Drip got an 11. This thing, unfortunately, did get a dirty 20, or these things. Okay. Brat and Preston are up on the up on one. That one is going to turn and it's going to claw at you, Brat, for 22 to hit.
Yeah.
You need to make a con saving throw and you'll take 5 slashing damage.
Hang on a second.
Thing as it cuts into you, it feels like it's got some kind of poison claws or something that is trying to lock your body up.
Oh.
Wow.
Brat.
Cool. Yeah. What's up?
You all see Brat the bunny just lock up in place and then he falls flat on the ground. Brat, you are paralyzed for 1 minute.
Cool.
At the
That's
end
a whole
of
combat,
yeah. Well, at the end of each of your turns, you can make that saving throw to try to end it, but you're going to keep losing turns until you finally beat a 10. We were only looking for a 10, Brat, and with the plus 5,
I don't think I've ever played D&D and seen someone get paralyzed like that, man. That's crazy.
The other one, though, isn't going to claw at Preston. It's going to bite at Preston.
No, even better.
It's going to miss.
Even better.
It rolled a 10 to hit Preston.
Oh, yeah. No.
That would be pretty fucking funny if that did hit, though. If you had a 10 AC, that would be pretty funny. So there's only 2 left. One is now... is actually 2 Gorgluttons up next, and then Preston will be next.
Eldritch Blast him again. That probably misses.
Oh no! What are you guys doing?
These are some bad rolls, man. Bad rolls.
You rolled the same thing that Brock did, a 2 with a plus 5 to hit, so 7.
You had a plus 5 and you rolled a 7?
That's what Dustin did too.
Yeah, bro, don't shame me.
I'm not shaming you, but we're fucked.
Well, yeah, I think you're probably maybe a little distracted by seeing your barbarian bunny just straight lock up and fall to the floor like a sack of bricks.
Barbunian.
What?
I'm a barbunian.
Okay, I'll refer to you. I just made that up. From
like a bunion?
Out.
Paul Bunyan?
Barbunian.
Like a Like a bunion, but more annoying.
And furrier. All right, Preston, you're up next. Preston, you've got two on you. One just bit you, but one just clawed your friend and paralyzed him.
Okay, the one that just bit me, I'm going to hit.
Wouldn't you use your action to come save your bro over here?
Shut up. Did he attack you?
Yeah, I'm paralyzed. I'm a stone on the ground, dude.
Yeah, you're paralyzed, bro. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, stay still, motherfucker. The one that bit me, I'm going to hit with my battle axe.
Johnny's the only person that plays a druid like a fighter.
Oh, my fucking God.
And you, what are you guys doing? It was a natural one.
You talking shit about us
for our roles.
Yeah. Talking shit about our roles.
I think he's like still got your arm in its mouth biting at you and you're like trying to fucking chop him while not chopping your own arm. I'm sure Professor Squish right here will bring it all home. Right,
oh, yeah.
Professor Squish.
Just okay. Blow it all up, man. Blow it all
I'm
up.
I'm going to do another... let's see. I'm going to do Chaos Bolt again.
How many spell slots does Professor Squish have right now?
3 second level.
Damn.
And 4 first level.
So you got a lot of spells.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, guys.
I got an 8.
Wow.
Buddy.
Man. Wow.
3 plus a 5.
Yeah. Equals 8.
We dude, all suck, dude. We need to go back to Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
Adam planned this. He was like, I'm going to sabotage everybody.
I mean, out of everyone, he is the coder. He's probably coding on the back end on Roll 20.
He's the coder for Roll 20. That's his
you know
job.
What's funny? I actually did just become a Roll 20 ambassador like 2 weeks ago.
Of course.
And then my last solo rolling last night, I rolled like 3 back to back nat 20s. Like, oh, fuck, I got that ambassador rolling now. And now it knows when I'm DMing a game, it's like, we'll give them all shit rolls.
Probably, dude.
All right, yeah. Well, I mean, you guys did straight blow one up, and one is very, very weakened still, the one that clawed at Brot. But it is going to go to Brot now. Brot, you can make you're pretty much your whole turn is going to be trying to make a con saving throw to try. Surely you can beat a 10.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I was looking at my attacks.
No, don't have to do that. You just have to try to be unparalyzed.
Nope.
Oh,
pass.
A 1.
Net 1 plus 5. Dude, the pass. What is this? The pass 2? We got 2 nat 1s.
You.
The F, man.
Oh, my goodness.
F.
You're still locked up. And what's really bad about that, Brot?
Is I get more locked up as we go on.
No, not that. But this thing is now going to start nomming on you with advantage.
Sweet.
I don't think it needs advantage. You got a 20 to hit for 11 piercing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's like, it's huddled over you, just like eating you. Straight eating you, and you can feel it all, but you are locked in place.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't feel it. I'm paralyzed.
This other one is, again, of course, going to try to bite you, Preston.
No, he's not.
Got an 11. He got one more higher than...
That's not going
to hit. Maybe. That would be funny if it did again, though.
It'd be funny, but it doesn't fucking hit!
This is going to be a fun one to edit those fucking peaks. All right, yeah, this one's really trying to bite at Preston. Preston's able to just kind of hold him back with this wooden shitty axe. Well, it's Gorglun's turn now.
Eldritch Blast. Does an 18 hit?
Oh, finally. Oh, my goodness. Yes, an 18 will hit. Are you going to hit the one that's already been hit?
I'm gonna hit the one that's nomming on my boy B-Rod.
Yep, that's the one that's been hit.
Thanks, boy.
That will do it. That thing was so close between the other two hitting it that you fire off this Eldritch Blast and again it's like the first one that died. You think that it's just a combination of fragile bones. Paper thin skin fucking bird bones. It explodes. Yep.
You little bird bone bitch.
This bird bone bitch goes shattered across the room. There is one left, and we go to Preston. Preston, it's the one that you're fighting. You're kind of locked in this melee. It's trying to bite you. You're trying to hit it.
I'm going to type it in.
Okay, let's go for that. They don't have a lot. They're literally in loincloths. I sent you guys the pick. They don't have a lot of armor.
A 13 is a 13 yes. hit. Okay.
A 13 does fucking hit. Just barely. Not by a ton.
I'm going to hit it for 1d8 plus 2. I'm going to type that.
Are you going to type that too? I do hear a microwave going off.
Hot dogs.
More hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Did you microwave your hot dogs?
Wait, how long did you put them in? Did you do 2 minutes? I did 5 minutes once. You don't do that. They blow up.
30 seconds. 30 seconds is all you do from...
I used double hand, so it's 1d10 plus 2.
Wait, are we talking about the hot dogs, or are you talking about D&D?
He's double-handed hot dogs.
Both. I double-handed both. 6 damage. Okay,
6 damage. All right.
With a hot dog?
Okay, so Preston finally gets a chunk out of this thing for 6 points of damage. Professor Squish, you're up next, and then Brat is going to try to...
I'm going to Chaos Bolt somebody.
Dude, you've got to have different shit.
No, I don't. I have... Oh, I probably didn't add spells again, did I? I need to learn 2 more, that's why.
But. Yeah.
18 damage...
But that a 13, yes, is going to hit. 18 damage? Holy shit. Roll a D8. Let's find out what kind of flavor we're going to put a spin on that.
Hot dog
Thunder
flavor.
Again. Yeah, you guys have blown apart all 3 of these things. You shoot another one of those invisible kind of waves, sound waves at this thing, and it just blows up the entire body, scatters across this entire large banquet. And pretty much this entire room is just like painted with the bodies of these 3 things now. Brat, why don't you go ahead and roll another con saving throw? Otherwise, they'll have to just like chill next to you for a minute.
Yeah.
That's all you needed. We only needed a 10. You got a 5 plus a 5. Brat, I think you're rolling the worst out of everybody tonight, which is saying something.
Yeah. I feel like Squish is our water, keeping our hot dogs afloat. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you guys are able to... You know, taking your surroundings a little bit, recoup a little bit. You all do think that you're on a bit of a time crunch to try to find the fortress spells before Black Spider.
You said we're taking in the scenery? And we're on a time crunch? Why did we fight these things in the first place?
I was saying you've got a second to catch your breath. You could...
And heal?
You could take a short rest in here, but at the same time, that's going to lose you a half an hour.
We're on a time crunch, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that short rest.
Just depends on how bad everyone's looking.
How bad are you guys looking?
I didn't take any damage.
I'm good.
I'm at 40%. No, I'm at 55%.
40 health or 40%?
No, 55%.
Yeah, you guys continue further down into this cave, trying to follow. You're starting to see some signs from the Black Spider, you think, because you do start to see these strands of webs every once in a while. Not like huge swaths of webs or patches, but every once in a while you do see very noticeable spider webs just on either the walls or the ceiling or even the floor sometimes. This entire cave, cave would be an apt word to use. This entire cave system is sprawling. You keep getting to these different turns. Could everybody roll me a survival check real quick? Because this is going to be fun with how you guys have been rolling tonight. Oh, geez. Yeah, Brat, yeah, you're able to... I mean, honestly, everybody except Gorglutton's a little... You know, he's kind of lost the trail a bit, but you other 3 with a 15, 16, and 20, you are able to really pick up this path and follow this loose kind of trail of spider webs and footprints that are in this. This entire cave system is pretty dusty. Like, no one's been here in hundreds of years. So it's not super hard to follow a fresh pair of footprints, and then a fresh pair of maybe, you know, markings, we'll call them. So you guys keep continuing down, and you're able to, you know, make these. You keep getting into these big caverns, and they'll have multiple branching pathways, and you're able to follow the correct pathway. Almost every room or cavern you come into, you see signs of this battle that happened, you know, hundreds of years ago, where you see these corpses of bugbears, orcs, humans, gnomes. It seems like the battle for this cave was insanely bloody, and both sides lost just untold numbers, because you don't know how big this cave is, but you've already probably counted over 100 corpses.
It's a big boy.
It is a big boy, but following this pathway, luckily, you're able to make it out of this, into this complex that has, it's such a large complex in here that there is an actual freestanding building. It is probably about 10 to 15 foot high. It's got multiple doors on it. One of the doors, the door that's in the center is this kind of more ornately carved iron door, and the tracks lead right to that door.
What's it made out of?
The door is iron. The walls are stone.
No, the building, man.
Stone.
Are you trying to heat metal?
Oh.
Can you heat metal on this character?
Can you on this character? I bet eventually he can. Druids can, I think.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Not yet.
I thought that's why I was asking.
No, I'm just trying, to learn if it's made out of wood or iron, stone, whatever.
It's stone, yeah. Gungeon's like, oh, all right, guys. It's action time. Let me... Here. And he goes over and picks up this big stick. All right. Sorry I didn't help much with the ghouls, but I didn't have a weapon. But now I got a stick.
Worthless piece of shit.
I do have ears still.
I was under my breath.
Who's gonna lead the way? I mean, I would, but I feel like I shouldn't.
Don't worry, I will.
I'll lead the way with my poison spray.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Do you want me to like open the door?
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Open the damn door, man.
Gundren creeps up to the door, the big iron door. It's like, are you guys ready? You guys got a plan, or are you just gonna wing it?
Yeah. Open the door. I'm gonna poison spray.
We're 30 steps ahead of you, man.
Everything is by the seat of our pants.
Just a lot of stuff.
He's like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna ask you more questions. He takes his big stick and slams it into the center of the door, and it swings open. And you're able to quickly see that it's a large workshop that has been badly damaged by that ancient battle that has happened hundreds of years ago. You see work tables taking up two corners of the room, and they're all scorched, and plaster has been burned off of these stone walls. In the middle of the room, you see this stone pedestal that's holding this small brazier with this eerie green flame dancing in it. It's currently lit. You see standing there a drow. I'll use the one that's correct. Drow. You see a drow elf look back over you. She has flowing white hair. She's got this glowing blue bracer on her wrist. And as she sees you, she sticks her hand in the forge and pulls a lever.
Well, since I opened the door with my poison spray, you need to make a constitution save, sir.
Okay. So, a couple things are going to happen at once.
A lot of things are about to happen.
A lot of things are going to happen. You also see two of the biggest goddamn spiders you've ever seen in your lives kind of flanking her. So I think poison spray, that hits two people, right, Johnny? Oh, that's only 10 foot. You're going to have to get up in there, Johnny.
I'll move. I got walking speed, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's just one creature. I was thinking of Acid Splash. That hits two.
No, that's fine. I'll take down the one creature.
Are you going to hit that at the black spider?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just going to wait and see what happens. I don't want to do anything. Don't want to get too froggy.
Constitution saving throw. Cool. Its con save is a one. Or a zero, plus a zero, and it rolled a one. So,
not going to work.
This black spider obviously was expecting you. The spiders do seem like, you know, in kind of a defensive position, like they were like watching for the doors, expecting you all to follow and catch up. Mm-hmm. So, instead of a normal surprise round, it's gonna be a little bit different. We're gonna say that the black spider's round and action this turn was turning on the forge of spells. Damn, you rolled an 8 out of a 12. Yeah, she doesn't have any kind of poison resist or anything. Okay,
damn right.
So you'll get within 10 feet and make a little fart cloud blow it towards her. That does mean you are now by those two giant spiders, though, which would be a little upsetting.
Amy. Oh, no. Come at me, bro.
What are you other two doing, Bront and Professor Squish?
I might just enrage.
Yeah, Gundren's going to say, oh, she used it. She actually used this forge. You guys got to kill her. And you notice that after she threw that lever, put that arm into the forge, as she's like turning and getting this fart blasted in her face, you see that bracer is now glowing a way brighter blue. It seems like she has done something with this forge.
I'm just going to chaos bolt again.
Who are you shooting that at, Sean? Are you shooting that at a black spider or a spider?
Black spider. Black spider.
Okay. That is going to miss. Luckily, because holy fuck, 17 would actually do quite a damper on the black spider. But as you shoot that chaos bolt at her, you notice that it seems like it's gonna hit her. It's going right towards the chest, and then you see a puff of that blue magic pop up, as if, and as a spellcaster, you would think that that's probably some kind of mage armor that's on. Now we will roll initiative. Okay, so right now it looks like it's going to be Gore Glutton with a 22, and then Brot with a 15, and then two spiders with a 10, and then it's going to be Preston with a 7, and then Black Spider with a 6, and then bringing up the rear, it's going to be Drip with a 2. All right, so Gore Glutton, you've got these three different targets. One of them has been fart blasted in the face a little bit. It's a black spider.
I'm going after the big girl.
Fart blasted?
I'm going after the poison spider. Does a 14 hit.
Ooh, 14 just hits. It actually makes it right past her mage armor.
Ooh.
Give me one sec. I gotta find out why this, like, boss of this mini campaign sucks so much shit. Give me just one second. There's gotta be something I'm missing.
Nope. Just roll with it.
No, I've just got her character sheet pulled up, and I'm just like,
she sucks.
She just almost took half her health in one turn.
She sucks. What
has she got? No, she can't just suck.
How much damage you do?
13. Yeah, I'm just like, damn, those fucking ghouls.
Wait, she's only got 26 health.
I said almost half.
27 health.
The F? We all got like 70 health.
Dude,
crap.
Just give me a... She's got to have something cool.
I'm just kidding. I don't have 70. I got 45.
Okay. All right.
I'm down to 29.
Oh, she did have shield. You know what? I'm not going to use that right now, though, just because I already said it hit.
You sure
so it hit.
Was half your health.
No, eh? I said it hit, so it hit. Yeah, you blast her with this Eldritch Blast, and then we go to Brat.
So when I said I enraged, I am doing the form of the beast, the tail, but I'm reskinning it as the ears. So my ears are growing, and they're getting so fluffy that they hurt the crap out of you if they hit you.
Is Justin muttering sexy?
No, I said 666, the number of the beast.
Oh, I thought you were saying sexy, like you like big ears. No.
Where are the enemies compared to me?
Like they are all... So, your buddy Preston is actually like nuts to butts with the spiders and 10 foot away from the black spider. But the other spiders, since he had to get in so close, they're like within arm's reach of him. Who are you trying to attack with that 13?
The closest thing to me, but I'm not getting like up on it. I can reach by 10 feet. So I'm going to get up 10 feet close, hit it if possible with a 13.
No, that's going to miss the spider.
Well, who to do then?
Yeah, that misses Dustin. So you run up and flip your ears at this spider. And it ducks its head and you miss it.
Yeah, was it kind of like Tails, but with my ears spinning, you know?
Next up is...
Five. Wait, Adam, hang on. I am going to roll again for that. Reckless attack, because F it. 14 hit, Adam. Does a 14 hit?
A 14 does hit! You were so close. Boom.
Do that same damage, 7, or do you want me to roll again? And then I'm gonna back up. I got 30 movement speed. I'm gonna back up 30 feet.
Well, how much damage does that do? Are you supposed to be the tank? You're hitting 7. Them, and then you're running and leaving Preston in the middle of the three.
I'll slap him and then disengage.
No, I'll stay. I'm low health, man.
Wait, how much damage does that do?
7.
7 points of damage. Okay. Yeah, you slap it with your ears. It doesn't seem like it really cares that much.
Come on, it was good. It was
Spiders
good.
Are up next. I'm going to have one go for Brat, the one that Brat hit with his ears, and then one is going to go for Preston. They are both going to do bites.
I want to turn into an anteater with my mushroom fingers.
So a 24 to hit Brat.
Yes, it hits me.
That's 5 piercing, and then I need a con saving throw, and then a 22 to hit Preston.
Ooh, just barely misses.
And then I need you to make a con saving throw. Also, Brat, you just barely saved, so you're only going to take the 5 piercing damage.
Big ol' 5 on that.
Ooh, Preston, that is a total of, well, wait, okay, so you are resistant to poison, which is very good. That means you're only going to take a total of 15 points of damage right here.
Oh,
Just
15.
Just 15. It was 10 piercing and 10 poison, but since you got to half the poison, it's just 15. Yeah, let's. I think it is your turn now. Let me double check. I think you go after the spiders. Yes, it is now your turn.
I'm going to second level Thunder Wave this motherfucker.
This is new.
I think this is going to hit all three of them.
You have to make a con save.
I'll make 3 con saves. Black spider got a 16. One spider got a natural 20. And then one got an 11.
The best thing is, 16 don't hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does hit.
Oh. I think they still take damage, right? But just half
you take,
if they succeed.
You take half damage.
Yeah.
The 11 does not hit. So you take full damage on the 11, half damage on a 16, and I will roll the damage for 11. So the other one you take 5.
Okay. Well, the black spider is not looking great. One of the spiders gets like hurled. The one that failed at save gets hurled into the wall and just gets spattered like a bug. Green goo all over it. Well, that's also the one. The one that failed is also the one that's been hit by Brat. And then it is Black Spider's turn. I'm going to do... Okay, here we go. This is what we're going to do. She is going to cast Magic Missile at second level, so everybody's going to get hit by one dart. Everyone's going to take 5 points of damage. It's just like a burst. Like,
I don't want to take it, though. I have to take it?
Yeah, it's force damage, so I don't think you can even half that as you're raging. Yes, it is now Professor Squish's turn, and then we go back up to the Gorglutton, top of the initiative.
I'm going to witch bolt one of them.
Witch bolt?
You rolled a hit with that, don't you? Who are you going to hit, the spider or the black spider?
The black spider.
Oh, and you rolled a 22.
It's only 5 damage?
Yeah, man.
One and a 4 out of 2 12s.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my god. 2d12 and you rolled a 1 and a 4. Fuck off. That's... yeah, you got this little weak stream of electricity tied between you and the black spider. She's still standing.
Doesn't that stay on him?
Yeah, it does stay on. And next time you won't have to roll to hit. You can just roll the damage. But... we'll see if she even makes it to then, because we do now go up to Gorglutton, and I will let you use that 19 that you rolled.
This motherfucker's gonna get got.
Probably not.
Which makes me really mad. Like, why are her
does an
stats
8 get got her?
Gonna be honest, kind of lost how much damage she's taken. So she's taken 14. Plus 5, 19. Plus 8, 27. I cannot make this up. Remember when I said almost half?
Yeah.
Wait, didn't I? Oh, I had a different
spider. You hit a spider. She literally had 27 HP. You all just did 27 HP with that Eldritch Blast. It slams into her and knocks her into the forge. And then she crumples to the ground, and you see that bracer on her wrist go dim.
I was kind of hoping she'd explode like a splatted bug on a windshield. Like the Eldritch Blast hits her with so much force damage that she just fucking explodes like a bug on a windshield.
Let's do that, because that's fun. Let's do that. I like that.
Because it is force damage, you know?
Yeah.
Splat. Guys, I swear, I hit a bug once, and it was a big blue smear on my windshield.
All like
blue
like blood. Men in Black?
Aliens.
Yeah, like Men in Black. That's exactly aliens, what I thought about, Johnny. Men in Black.
I swear to God. No, I swear. I took a picture of it. I got a picture on my phone of it. It's blue smear.
Oh, dude, someone's going to come and mind wipe you here soon.
Probably.
Now I'm going to get mind wiped, too, because you fucking mentioned it to me.
God damn it,
You're all getting mind wiped.
The last spider seeing its leader get killed is going to disengage and scutter out and kind of brush past Gorglutton and Professor Squish and disappear into the darkness of the cavern. And Gundren's going to come up and walk up to the forge. Oh, we got her. Good job, guys. It's like hitting the stick into his hands.
Thanks, Gundam.
Is she fully dead?
Yes, she is, quote-unquote, splattered like a bug on a windshield. And it's blue like Dustin's fantasy bug.
There's no body part. It's just blood left, and it's blue.
Blue blood like Dustin's make-believe bug he saw.
Dude, I got a screenshot.
A screenshot? Was it on your computer?
A screenshot of a blue bug.
I Googled
a blue blood.
I Googled blue blood bug, and I you took a screenshot of it, and I downloaded a picture. Let's say
it was like 2 years ago.
Gundren gives you a whole spiel. He's like, "All right, listen, we do need to bury Nundro. I'm still very upset about my brother. However, yeah,
me too, man.
But Preston, that's one less cut of the mine now." That's something, right? Anyway, yeah. So I'm going to get this place up and running now and just start turning profit. I think it's only fair that we split it now that apparently both my brothers are dead. That's okay. I'll mourn. I'm in denial right now. That's why I'm not crying or anything. But I'll get through all 7 stages of grief. But after that, how about we just split it 5 ways? You all can stop by whenever and, you know, collect a cut of the mining profit. I'm sure it's going to be pretty fucking good. Unless you all are planning on staying in Phandalin for a little bit and hanging out.
Yeah, I think we're going to stay here in Phandalin for a bit.
Preston, is that a yes? Are you going to stay here?
I'm getting the fuck out of this place.
Yes. Yes, I'm staying here.
I'm going to leave Preston here.
Okay. I thought you guys were probably going to like be like just passing through and leaving town since you guys were just on like a little mission, but... yeah. Well, either way, just please quit sticking your tongue out at me. Stop by Phandalin anytime you guys do want to collect any money.
Oh, we'll be back.
I mean, well, hey, actually, you know what? I'm kind of scared. Can you walk me back to Phandalin?
Nope.
I thought we're in Phandalin, dude.
We're deep in the Wave Echo Cave right now.
Yeah, it's too far. Bye.
We are.
Wait, where are you guys going? I'll just go with you.
We're going home.
Where's your home at? Where's your home?
Way over there.
Raven's Point?
There once was some explorers that left us this tower called Longboy Tower. We're going to go take refuge back there.
Yeah, in Raven's Point. I've heard of that place.
Yep, Raven's Point.
They were some of the greatest explorers that Raven's Point has ever seen.
Some of the greatest.
My cousin Benny works at the Adventurers Guild there. I'm cousins with everybody, really. He's a human. Oh, it's kind of Benny? A weird thing, but...
Let's not deal with Benny.
You're cousins with Benny?
Yeah, I guess that makes you also cousins with him.
Yeah, you know what? You tell him to go fuck himself.
You want me to tell our cousin to go fuck himself?
Yeah, he'll understand. He'll laugh at it.
Oh, he's gonna laugh at it. Okay.
Yeah, he'll laugh.
Inside joke.
Yeah, inside joke.
Okay. Well, I'll walk all the way to Raven's Point and tell my cousin Benny Dunn go fuck himself from our other cousin Preston.
Yes.
And he's gonna laugh at it.
He will roll all around the floor laughing hysterically. You'll enjoy it, trust me.
Okay. Well, wait, didn't you just say you're going to Raven's Point? Can't you just tell him to fuck himself?
I didn't say that at all. Nope.
Somebody did. Somebody said Longboy Tower and...
Yeah.
I'm going to the tower, yeah. You guys are confusing me.
Okay, let me just...
I want to go to bed.
Yeah, hey, you know what? Yeah, you all haven't slept in days, so you probably... I'm worried about you. You should probably all head to town, Phandalin first, take a quick nap, and then head to Raven's Point and tell Benny to fuck himself.
I'm gonna cuddle up with Gorglutton.
Okay, well, do that.
He
just seems like a warm thing, you know?
I don't think so. I think birds and bird feathers are notoriously not warm. And that's why they have to fly south
birds
for the
are
winter.
Dirty.
Yeah, they're dirty. Sorry, I don't mean you, Gorgle. I'm sure you're not.
Oh, it's fine. I'm a dirty boy.
Okay. All right. You all, you know what? Actually, I don't want you all to walk me back home. You all can go home. I'll spend the night here. I've got a hard floor. I'll just first just post up here and see you all, hopefully in a very long time. But thank you. I appreciate it. Will you go bury Nundro on your way out, though?
Yep. Already done. Buried.
Wait. He looks over at Professor Squished and there's no more skeleton. Wait. When did that happen?
Already buried. Okay.
It is your Dungeon Master, Adam DeWeese here. Thank you all so much for checking out this week's episode of One Shot Onslaught. And I hope you all enjoyed our Lost Mine of Phandelver mini campaign. It was definitely an abridged version of it. It was a lot of things had to be skipped so that we could make it, you know, in under 10 episodes and had to kind of fly a bit through it. But hope you all enjoyed it. So thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back to regular one-shots next episode, which I'm super excited for. Also, I'm excited because we've had a couple new patrons join. So thank you so much to all of our current patrons. Chris B, Tiana H, Hot Ketchup, Lawful Stupid Podcast, Bradley M, Christian S, Danny T, Ken H, Zoltar, Caster, Dylan S, Farty McFry, Drew Rundu, Michael V, Mosey, Patrick C, Rachel, a.k.a. Dragonbait, Sonny F, and Tanya S. I believe the new ones are Sonny, Michael, and Dylan, I believe, are three new ones since our last episode went out. Thank you all so much for joining. If you want to get your name on this list, help support all the shows of the Majestic Goose Network, you can head over to patreon.com/majesticgoose. Get your name on a shout-out list. You can get bonus content, playing one-shots with us, a whole bunch of stuff, and our eternal gratitude, because it is very expensive to run a network with, you know, over a dozen shows on it now, and this Patreon really helps us, you know, keep those monthly bills at bay, so thank you all so much. If you haven't heard, we have GooseCon 2022 coming up September 30th to October 2nd. You can get your tickets on tabletop.events and search for GooseCon. It is $45 for a weekend badge, or you can get a single day badge, or you can get a $25 GM badge if you would like to run a couple games during the event. It is our first ever convention, and we are super nervous, but you know what? We will be a lot less nervous if we at least have a lot of fun people to hang out with during the weekend. So come check it out. It's in Cincinnati, Ohio. There's going to be live shows, panels. It's going to be a lot of fun. Open tabletop board game selection that you can check out games from free. There's going to be a lot of people running TTRPGs throughout the weekend. Come and hang out. Come and hang out on our Discord too, bit.ly/oneshotdiscord. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/majesticgoosenetwork. And thank you to everybody who came out to support the Extra Life charity event. It was another huge success. It was so much fun. Cannot wait till next year already. And yeah, I think I'm ready to let you guys get to the outtakes here. Just thank you all so much for listening. Check out all the other shows on the Majestic Goose Network. And also make sure to give us all a 5-star rating review. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye, everybody. And now we can... What are you doing?
I'm making food, man.
Tornadoes? You got a roller at home?
No, I'm just making hot dogs.
It's a tornado-shaped food.
I like how Preston's not really done anything very druidy. He just hits stuff with axe.
You can transform into animals, and you've got spells, but he's just like, I'm going to hit him with... You should just play a fighter, man.
No, I've turned into something before.
I don't think you have.
I don't think so. You were looking at your stuff last episode or the episode before. You were looking at what you could turn into. But then I think you were like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to hit it with my ass.
What path did you pick?
I don't fucking know.
Path of the Barbarian.
What do you mean, what path?
A circle. Circle or whatever.
I'm a male Hildorf, level 4.
It's not a circle, though. Circle of the Barbarian.
Hildorf. Like a moon circle.
I don't know, man. There's no goddamn circle in my name. There's male Hildorf, Druid 4. Bill Preston Esquire. Ain't no goddamn circle this. Anything.
Dustin, how much damage did you do to that spider while I pull up Johnny's character sheet? Circle of the spores. Yeah, you're the mushroom boy.
Oh, a mushroom finger.
Yeah, Where's your mushroom boy's at, dude? Where's your mushroom boy's at?
I just imagine, like, penis hands.
So you can do a halo of spores. You can use your reaction to deal a D4 of necrotic damage if it moves within 10 feet of you. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's only a D4 for halo spores.
Oh, this is cool.
So that's free, though.
You can
moves.
Use your wild shape to awaken the spores and infuse you, plus 16 temp health. Roll double dice damage for halo spores damage and deal 1d6 additional damage when you hit with a melee weapon attack. Oh my god, Johnny really can, like, be a melee druid if he uses this symbiotic entity thing.
Yeah.
And we were That'd here we cool. were down
so and here we were doubting
shame
him.
Shame on us.
So what's the
shame on us?
A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.